there's another collision there at the start of the weekend there again there at night time there, at night time there on Chrysler there, as locally known as the Gap. And the Gap, obviously, the most bit to the local people there is between Chrysler and Termin and such, and the mountain valley there, so it's just across the line, if you like, coming across from Glen Bay. But a motor was going out there anyway at the start of the weekend there, Thursday night, I believe it was. And as they were driving along, the next thing a deer come flying along then and crashed into them. Like, now, upwards of national reports at the minute, there's 10,000 euros worth of damage done to this vehicle. Like, this is a serious amount of money. Serious amount of money altogether, my kid. Like, now, the owner themselves in question, they're very happy themselves. They escaped. They're really so lucky they are. They escaped with their life, as such as they put it themselves. But nonetheless, like, this problem is... it's just totally, totally out of control. And once again, I'm calling on the authorities again that there has to be something done here imminently, here immediately. Now, I'm looking myself here as well this week now. Today, I'm looking to get a meeting with Glen Bay as well, because obviously Glen Bay is a national park beside us. And obviously, that is the epicentre of the deers, if you like, as such. And I want to get a meeting with them to see what whoever's relevant over the years, to see where are things at and what's happening here, such, and what's happening to do with these deers that are along the roads and that. Because my understanding is, and it is the understanding, if you had a deer along the road, or the deer hits you, and this question, the deer hit the vehicle as such, there's nobody responsible for that deer. It's just basically hard luck as such. That's the way it is. This is not fair. Like, if it is a cow, a sheep, a horse, anything else, or the farmer would be responsible. But yet when you have deer running riot through the place, smashing vehicles, smashing fences, causing problems, causing mayhem. As I say, this incident of the weekend, early assessment, 10,000 at the moment, Michaela, that may rise when further inspections are done this morning. Like, this is a serious matter. And it has to be addressed, just to be honest, just imminently, before somebody does get seriously hurt or worse. That is my biggest fear. I've said this to yourselves so many times, and thank you for keep highlighting it for us. But the situation is just, it ain't getting any better. And I really do have genuine concerns forward about this, especially after the weekend there, of that serious incident, as I say.
And do you believe that there is enough signage in areas where deer are more common to urge motorists to be aware and urging them to slow down?
No, that's another thing at the moment. I've asked for more signage as well. I've asked where there is signage as such, to actually get bigger signage, to get signs maybe three times as big. I've asked for that as well. And then I've asked for places in it. There's no signage, to get signage there as well. But look, it's at the stage now, signage or no signage, I don't think it's going to make any difference. The problem is, we are just overrun with deers. The signage, yes, maybe a help to the stranger. This was a local person as such at the weekend, this smashed their vehicle. They'll be well aware of deers in the area, and that still caught them out. The problem is, the deers are the problem. The signage just can be looked at again. I'll be raising that today again, also today again in Lifford when I get there, about the signage end of it all throughout the county. And I'll be calling all my colleagues as well to put the start on the shoulder to the wheel as well here in all of this, because the whole thing at the moment is just, it's just beyond... it's on serious, to be quite honest with you, Michaela.